going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Our opponents are not afraid that our America First policies will fail. They're terrified that our strategy will succeed and we're going to get bigger and stronger and better as a party. And that's what's happening. And that is what's happening. It's going to be something. And I'm actually looking forward to the midterms. I really are. We're going to prove that all of their treasonous years of betrayal will not be forgotten. This is the largest transaction in the history of our country. I'm telling you, these countries are calling us up, kissing my ass. They are dying to make a deal. Please, please, sir, make a deal. I'll do anything, sir. And then I'll see some rebel Republican, you know, some guy that wants to grandstand, say, I think that Congress should take over negotiations. Let me tell you, you don't negotiate like I negotiate. Congress takes over negotiating. Sell America fast because you're going to go busted. I just saw it today. A couple of your congressmen said, I think we should get involved in the negotiation of the tariffs. So that's what I need. I need some.
No matter how this goes, folks, one thing is clear. Nobody has really tried this, even bothered to try this on America's behalf before. One of my favorite clips that illustrates this, again, from Donald Trump. He says he's talking to Shinzo Abe, the now assassinated former leader of Japan, who unfortunately is no longer with us. And Shinzo and Trump, who were good friends, were talking, and he couldn't believe that the U.S. had let him run us over for so long in trade and never said a thing about it.
I went to him and I said, Shinzo, we have to talk. What? Trade. And he goes, I'll never forget it. I know. I said, what do you know? I knew you'd come to me. Why do you say
Taiwan?
Because I can't believe, I wouldn't tell the story if he was alive, actually. Said, I can't believe how many years it's been that nobody even negotiated with us in America. I said, Shinzo, you have to pay for your cars. You're sending millions of cars. You don't accept a car from us. You don't have one car that you accept. And yet we're selling 3 million, 4 million of your cars. I said, Shinzo, on agriculture, you won't even accept our agriculture. And I renegotiated a whole trade deal. We have trade deals that were so bad that I said, who are the people that are doing it? They're either very stupid or they're getting paid off. Okay, it's one or the other. It's very simple.
Now they're getting paid off one way or another to ignore 90,000 factory closings and the movement of 10 million jobs overseas. By the way, that was just the China total. Here, ask Nancy Pelosi. She knows.
This is the biggest and cruelest hoax of all. Not only do we not have market access, not only do they have prohibitive tariffs, not only are our exports not let in very specifically, but China benefits with at least 10 million jobs from U.S.-China trade.
Yeah, but that was before the Chinese cut her son in on some sweetheart business deals. He's now a major investor in a Chinese tech firm. Isn't it funny you could become an investor without actually putting any of your own money in, and yet you become the second biggest investor, receiving 700,000 shares of Bork's Technologies? Her husband got sweetheart Chinese business and stock deals, too. She doesn't talk about China anymore. Meanwhile, we've got seven traders in the Senate who've now signed on to that bill to take away Trump's tariff authority. What is the message there? The message is direct to China. Hold on. We're doing the best that we can. If you hold out for as long as possible, if we can hurt those 401k stockholders for as much and as long as possible, we can save you. Who are the folks who have sponsored this now in the Senate? Susan Collins, Rand Paul, Lisa Murkowski, Mitch McConnell, Jerry Moran, Tom Tillis, and Chuck Grassley. McConnell, who entered the Senate as a regular upper middle class dude, is now worth $35 million. That's not as much as his father-in-law is now worth. He's the one who played the Hunter Biden role and received the Chinese shipping business. He's worth about $200 million. There's a reason they call Mitch Cocaine Mitch, and that's because the ships his family runs, yeah, the Chinese were running cocaine on them as well as regular goods, and they got busted. Cocaine Mitch, y'all. $35 million bucks must be nice. Rand Paul's net worth, by the way, didn't know being a doctor paid this well, $30 million bucks. Huh. What about Chuck Grassley? $10 million. Senators only make $174,000 a year. Folks, they're all bought and sold. You cannot take these people seriously. Nor can you take seriously the absolute hysteria as the media, the financial media, tries to burn down the stock market with some help from their friends in the Senate and the House. Listening to these maniacs who are deliberately trying to tank the stock market, folks, what they're trying to do is hurt people with 401ks so badly that they call their Congress members, that they call the White House, begging for the pain to stop. But it's all fake. If these people are starting to get to you, sit down and read this in the New York Post. Headline, Wall Street needs to get a grip about Trump's tariffs. It was written by Democrat, of all people, Mark Pent, former advisor and pollster for Hillary Clinton. He writes, it's time for Wall Street to get a grip. The Trump tariff policies are a calculated gamble that the threat of tariffs can fundamentally remake the global economy and retilt it in the direction of the United States and away from China and other beggar thy neighbor countries. But whether they work out or not, Wall Street elites who've convinced themselves these tariffs are worse than the pandemic that stopped the entire economy or the 2009 economic crisis that put 10 million people out of work. And so far, nothing has happened. It's all speculation about what could happen. Wall Street regularly overreacts, he says, on both the upside and the downside. However, in judging the potential impact of the Trump tariffs, the first place to look is the basic math. Folks, nobody is doing this. Here's the basic math he lays out. Our whole economy, otherwise called the GDP, is $28 trillion in size. Okay, $28 trillion. How much of that do we import? $3 trillion. Wait. In other words, we import just 11% of our economy from other countries? Yeah. Most people don't realize that. It's much smaller than they think. Okay, let's go worst case scenario here. Let's assume that Trump only gets half the countries to play ball. Okay, we'll set aside the auto tariffs for a sec. I think he'll pull them off too, as long as he sees them, you know, sinking foundations for production factories here. I don't think he's going to leave them on for 3 years while they build, but whatever. Okay, let's assume that negotiations go great with 50%, no tariffs by the end of the year. But let's assume the other half, they don't go so well. And we end up with a tariff of 20%, right? That's high. But let's just assume, it's not going to go this badly. But let's just assume this is what Penn's doing, okay? Doing the math here. Let's assume a 20% tariff on half of that. Again, that's going to be high. We're not going to have that by the end of the year. But let's assume a 20% tariff on half of that. What is that on the economy? Roughly 1%. He writes, a 20% tariff on half of all goods we import would amount to just about 1% of the economy. But what is it that really hurts? The trade deficit, he writes. Note that we are running a $2 trillion budget deficit, nearly three times the trade deficit. And that budget deficit's every single year. He said, we've endured 20% inflation under former President Joe Biden. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act cost trillions of dollars. These were way bigger shocks to our economy than these tariffs, he writes. Folks, this is stupidity and hysteria. Folks,
every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Folks, last month, NerdWallet reported food prices climbed 31% in 6 years. Did the stock market flip out? No. How about when Post reported, as did Fox Business, that the average car payment had doubled? Biden got that done by year three. Doubled. Did the stock market freak out? No, you've heard me rail about this for years. The stock market not only didn't care, it went up. What about when the average mortgage payment on a simple middle-class home, the average middle-class home, doubled? Did Wall Street freak out? Nope. Straight up. No biggie. Inflation? No big deal. Right now, folks, the average age of a car on American roads is 12 years old. That is the highest it has ever been since those statistics were recorded. Why? Because people can't afford cars. They still can't, even though the prices come down just a little bit. Folks, car prices got Bidenflated, and so did interest rates. So, I mean, again, Wall Street cared about none of this. But put a tariff on a car? Oh, Katie, bar the door. The end is nigh. As someone who is married to somebody who's a mortgage broker, I'm here to tell you there is no middle class housing market. It's dead. The only people who can afford to buy a home are those who owned a home before Biden took office and had their home Bidenflated. By the way, if you live in the market I'm in here in South Carolina, your home price doubled, which you could sell your home for. So you've got equity, right? Those are the only people who can buy homes. The middle class dream of home ownership, it's dead. It doesn't exist anymore. I listen to it every day. People call my husband, previous customers, and like, hey, yeah, looking for a loan. And he gives them a great rate. And you could just hear their voice deflate as they realize and then end up saying something like, oh, I guess I can't afford a home. Or this one. I hear this all the time, too. Wow, I couldn't buy my home today. Yes, thank you, Joe Biden. Stock market was cool with all of that. So were the talking heads. You didn't see the crashiness that you've seen the last few days. Look, folks, I don't know how all of this is going to end, but this is whipped up hysteria by business interests that profit from the business of multinationals. If you look at especially all of these financial shows, these business shows, go look at their commercials. Nothing but multinationals advertising at the breaks. They're not trying to sell you a can of pineapple. They're buying protection from these broadcasters. Just like, you remember every other commercial was Pfizer during COVID? Yeah, they were paying them not to cover Pfizer. That's what is happening here, folks. One final thought. I don't know how all of this is going to end. I have a feeling like most things in life, Trump will probably win a lot of this, and he'll lose some things too. There'll be some parts that don't go the way that he wants to. But do you know what seriously pisses me off? These Republicans, Mitch McConnell, Charles Grassley in the Senate, Susan Collins, who are sponsoring this legislation to take away Trump's tariff authority, and Representative Don Bacon and some others in the House that are doing this, go read their legislation. There is not a single damn thing in there but a return to the status quo. That's it. They have no alternative plan. At this point, I'd love to hear an alternative plan for Congress, from Congress. In fact, I bet there's an easier way to get to where we need to be than tariffs. But the problem is, Congress doesn't want an alternative plan. They haven't put one forward. You know what's outrageous? Charles Grassley, Senator Charles Grassley, has been in the Senate since 1981. He's been in Congress. 1981, folks. He presided over the loss of 90,000 U.S. factories, as J.D. Vance described earlier this week, and upwards of 20 million jobs, 10 million alone to China. He did nothing. This guy is the chairman of the Commerce Committee. He's never put forward a plan to deal with any of this. Doesn't care. But the second Trump tries to do something about it, man, he is Johnny on the spot, sponsoring a bill to take away Trump's tariff authority. By the way, this is a guy who gave away trade authority, voted to give away trade authority to Barack Obama. And you're like, wait, he's a Republican? Yes, he's a Republican. Now, normally I like Grassley. He's done a lot of good things researching and, sleuthing on the on the deep state. But folks, this shows you how little these people can be trusted and how little they are on our side. I do not want to hear one complaint from these people about tariffs. Not one, until they come forward with an alternative plan and sponsor a bill for that. Because right now, their only alternative is status quo. And what is status quo? Well, it's getting robbed on trade, sure, and things being unfair. But status quo is also the debt death cycle. We are running out of time. We are headed full steam into an era where we are going to have to pay off the interest on the debt with borrowed money at high interest rates. We have got to stop our spending. And Trump can't do that without collapsing the economy, because the funny money props the economy up without rapid fire growing it. He needs massive real economic expansion quickly. Folks, we either do it Trump's way or we do debt death cycle. And if you want to actually listen to a whole podcast about that, hedge fund manager and billionaire Ray Dalio has been warning about this for a long time. His latest warning on it was CNBC a few weeks ago. He said, we are on the cusp of the debt death cycle. We will not emerge from it. Well, we have got to do this. He's basically talking about what Trump's trying to do. He wasn't advocating for tariffs. He wasn't advocating against them either. But he was saying, we really, really need this rapid fire growth. Trump's taking the only path he has. We should be backing him instead of undermining him and praying that it works.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.